If you are around in the 1970s, then you will remember how conflict in the Middle East sent gasoline prices soaring. Ever since then, there have been fears of that happening again. This weekend's attacks in Israel did send tremors through the global energy market, but so far at least the pain has not stretched to U.S. gas pumps. NPR's Scott Horsley has more on this.
Oil production in Israel typically refers to olive oil, not crude oil, but the country does sit in the middle of an oil-rich neighborhood. So energy expert Amy Myers Jaffe of New York University says it's no surprise the global price of crude spiked after this weekend's attack on Israel by Hamas and Israel's retaliatory strikes in Gaza.
Whenever missiles fly in the Middle East, that creates upward pressure in the oil market because there's always this fear that the conflict will escalate.
Energy traders are trying to handicap the possible ripple effects. What would happen to global oil supplies if a potential diplomatic opening between Israel and Saudi Arabia is sidetracked, or if Iran's oil exports become the target of more rigorous sanctions? Oil prices jumped about 4% on Monday, but they're still lower than they were a week ago, and U.S. gasoline prices have come down significantly over the last month. Energy analyst Patrick DeHaan, who's with Gas Buddy, says a number of seasonal factors are helping to keep a lid on pump prices. Refineries have switched to a winter blend of gasoline that's cheaper to make. And with kids in school and leaves turning color, Americans are just driving less.
There's a lot of downward movement that will offset, for now, the rise in the price of oil because the seasonality in gasoline is overpowering what's happening overseas.
DeHaan thinks even if tension in the Middle East sends oil prices soaring towards $100 a barrel, the effect on domestic gasoline prices should be muted. On the other hand, if crude oil prices stabilize, he says drivers could get a break, with pump prices falling by another 20 to 45 cents a gallon. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.